We're now in Russell Street to speak about the 1940s with a building that has a lot of character and a lot of popular culture history that is part of it. So it's not only a matter of architecture. There's quite a fascinating couple of anecdotes and background events that we can talk about this building.
I think probably Russell Street Police Headquarters, yeah. Just, you know, it's a bit of a Melbourne icon for lots of reasons. You know, when you talk about police, Victoria Police in Melbourne, to anyone, they go, oh, yeah, Russell Street. So the Police Headquarters building was designed by Percy Everett, who was an interesting Melbourne architect. He was, at the time he designed this, he was head of the Public Works. And the Public Works is obviously responsible for a lot of the important government-occupied buildings that one sees in the state. So he was a very prolific architect, but he also was well-travelled and you would never say he had a signature style. He was a bit of a grab bag. If he'd seen something interesting internationally, he would bring that to Melbourne. So a lot of his work, which is still around, is quite diverse. And you kind of go, oh, is that the same hand as the previous project? But so he's acknowledged as being quite eclectic.
Within a government architect's office, because we should say at that time the government architects were a department that designed public buildings, so they were, by all rights, they were practicing architects.
In fact, they were also some of the
biggest promoters of the idea of registration in Australia. In fact, the first lot of architects were registered, many of them actually work for the government.
Interesting. So. Yeah, the government was a very big employer of architects. And, yeah, it wasn't just these sorts of public buildings like police stations. It was, or the Treasury building that we were at, that was a government building as well. It was also all the schools, all the hospitals, all came out of the government architect's
office. Military buildings.
Yeah, military buildings. So a big employee of architects, which possibly is a bit of a clue as to why Percy Everett's buildings that he's known for are a bit eclectic, because they probably weren't all by his hand. He probably had a team of architects behind him who every now and then he gave a project to be, you know, the architect in charge of that project, potentially had a slightly different hand or a different design sensibility to his own, which is possibly why we get a lot of different types of building. So Everett was interesting because he was part of post-war architects, and it was First World War we're talking about, so post-First World War, there was a real shortage of architecture being needed, and so he actually headed into education and he became the principal of a secondary college in Brunswick. Mm. So he was involved in education for quite a long time. And then in the mid-30s, he took over that role of government architect and started to be responsible for the design of the state's public buildings. We see in his architecture, we see American Art Deco, we see streamlined modern, we see European modernism, we see brick expressionism, we see all sorts of different architectural styles. This is probably his best known work, I would think. It was opened in 1943, so this is our 1940s decade of building. And it gave Melbourne its first, colloquially known as its first Gotham City silhouette.
Yeah, so there's a bit of New York in it,
clearly,
the step facade.
Yeah, straight out of New York. And it was home to Victoria Police right through to the second half of the 20th century, so a really, really long time. And the communications mast, which sits on top of the central tower, is the aerial. And it was used in the opening lines. There's a very long-running teleseries in Melbourne, a TV series called Homicide. And the entrance to Russell Street with the tower was in the opening sequence of Homicide. So everybody who ever watched Homicide would know this building. And then, the other kind of rather awful bit of local, what do you call it, gossip that goes with it, is that it was the place of a very notorious bombing that took place known as the Russell Street bombing, which was a car bomb in 1986. It did kill someone, injured a couple of others. So quite a notorious set of histories. It's part of a police precinct. We have the courts, we've got the old Melbourne jail just up the road. So there's a lot of legal and police law and order stuff took place in this particular part of Melbourne.
It's no accident it was televised as well to become...
Exactly.
And the spire, I suppose, is one of the... There's several buildings in Melbourne that have spires, including, of course, the famous spire in the Arts Centre. But this, when it was built, was also, if you follow some certain criteria of height, would have made it the tallest structure, very visible, you know, from all directions. So it was also a landmark in some regards.
Very much a landmark and very much an icon of what this place was about, like radio contacts,
yes.
communication.
Supervision.
Yeah.
Like, it's been like the eye in the sky.
The eye in the sky. So, yeah, that idea of police being on the hill. We're right on a high part of Melbourne. This communications tower, we are helping, you know, control crime in the city.
That's right.
And here's our radio contact.
And remarkably, probably one of the very few buildings built in Australia, certainly in Melbourne, during the war. So this was an incredible achievement for a country that was obviously experiencing limitage of building materials. So
very true.
It was difficult to actually find a building built in the 40s, and yet we managed with this one, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah.